I offer my most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved friend and my inner guide, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, distinguished guests, fellow young adults, and my dear brothers and sisters, Om Shri Sai Ram. I would like to welcome you all to the concluding session of the first Go Green Conference 2018 in Prashanthi Nilayam, which is an amazing platform for all of us to understand man's relationship with nature as a pathway to realize our own divinity. My name is Dipesh Pai, and with Swami's grace, I currently serve as the Zone Young Adult Coordinator for Zone 9B. It is my honor today to present to you the Go Green initiatives undertaken by Satya Sai centers in over 48 countries worldwide under the theme of Protect the Planet. Swami often speaks of a four-tier hierarchy that connects an individual to God. He says that Vyashti means individual and Samashti means society. So one should progress from an individual to a society, then from society to Srishti or nature, and ultimately merge in Parameshti or God. So today, we shall go through some of the global initiatives through these perspectives. Without an individual, there cannot be society. So it is up to each individual to bring about a change by adopting eco-friendly habits. The Satya Sai International Organization members have been encouraged to practice sealing on desires and make changes to their personal consumption habits and move towards eco-friendly lifestyle, thereby reducing their overall carbon footprint and resource use. One amazing activity put into motion is the plastic waste collection system in Denpasar, Indonesia. The local team invites all the Satya Sai members to bring their plastic waste from home. This is collected, weighed, and sorted, and then sent to a vendor recycling facility. In addition to all of this, each member's plastic contribution is recorded through RFID cards such as this, so that they can measure and reduce their personal plastic consumption. Based on the numerous tips and study circle material that has been shared by the Young Adult Subcommittee Serve the Planet on plastics, water, and food, there has been a significant rise in the adoption of reusable bottles, stainless steel straws, and bamboo toothbrushes by devotees around the world. Additionally, young adults in Australia, Suriname, and Germany have made personalized cloth bags to replace plastic ones. Now, moving over to the society, and when we look at the contribution of society, or Samashti, towards conserving resources, the role of Satya Sai centers worldwide comes to the fore. The centers, they provide opportunities for all the members to realize the oneness in nature by collectively participating in activities that promote Earth's well-being. There has been a variety of activities conducted which have not only involved the active members but also the locals of the community as well. For example, within centers in USA, several zero-waste events have been conducted. That is, an event wherein all the waste is either recycled or composted, resulting in zero landfill waste. Attendees were encouraged to bring their Sai Green Kit, which contains a refillable bottle, reusable mugs, and plates and cutlery as well. Additionally, biodegradable dinnerware and stainless steel utensils are used. Delving deeper into the segments of the Sai Center, an important aspect is the SSE and SSEHV program, which caters to the future of our nation and helps in the character development of each child. Swami says that you have to plant spiritual seeds in the young minds and nurture them to grow. Serve the Planet for SSE was an initiative that was launched to motivate all the children to take up a spiritual sadhana and share their practices. The children were supported by the SSE teachers, their parents, and local centers to take up service projects. In excess of 250 entries were received from all over the world, which encompassed reflections of sadhana, lifestyle changes, artwork depictions, videos of service activities, and designing of original prototypes as a science experiment. Just yesterday in the exhibition, we heard a student from USA who had made an inexpensive biofilter from recycled kitchen waste and household materials that can be used to remove excess fluoride from water. A student from UAE designed a marine robot cleaner which can collect plastic waste from floating water surfaces, and he also created an app that goes along with it. All of these and more are displayed in the Go Green exhibition in the Satsang Hall, so I request you all to go see all of the activities there and get inspired. Some of the other initiatives included using disposable plastic bottles to create pen holders in Taiwan, Diwali lamps in Panama, mats made out of milk bags donated to the homeless in Canada, and baskets crafted out of newspapers in Mauritius. These activities emphasize the benefits from reducing, reusing, and recycling whatever we consume. Swami has said that the whole society is like a human being's body. When one limb is harmed, when one part of society is suffering, the other parts should not feel that they are different. We are all one. EnviroCare initiatives have not just been limited to the centers, but have also made inroads into the community through service projects and public outreach initiatives. There have been several organic vegetable gardening activities held in many countries, and a captivating venture has been the hydroponic garden which was set up in Denpasar, Indonesia, by the young adults and the SSE children. This method involves growing plants in an aquatic environment without any soil, and its advantages include having a controlled environment, recirculation of water, and less water consumption in comparison with the traditional gardening. In USA, members and SSE students are encouraged to participate in cultivating and harvesting Sai gardens. The members joined the community initiative in 2011, and they all take turns to regularly maintain, harvest, and donate the produce to the local shelters and food pantries. The Satya Sai group of Lübeck, Germany, has named a field as Prema Field, where they plant vegetables to give to needy people. Swami also says that wasting food is a great sin. The surplus food can feed another stomach. Putting this Swami's directive into action is an activity undertaken in Poland in 2017, wherein a group of volunteers began a facility to limit food waste. They picked up excess food from businesses and shared it with others. This service has now been extended to clothes, books, and toys, and is at the moment helping hundreds of people each week. The theme has also resulted in tree planting activities worldwide. In Kenya, 2,000 indigenous trees were planted in a forest. The SSE children in Venezuela participated in the reforestation of a section of the Makuto forest by keeping the seedlings at home and offering prayers and spiritual songs before planting the trees. In Puttaparthi, about 500 trees were planted in the space behind the Hanuman Hill during the Parthi pilgrimage of Zone 9B. The project also included construction of a borewell and pipe works for water distribution to the saplings. Community service projects also included cleanup campaigns. Over 100 young adults from Ghana took part in the beach cleaning drive of a local beach as a part of Serve the Planet initiative. In Fiji, the young adults cleaned up a city foreshore of the debris in the lagoon and also cleaned up a small picnic island followed by planting of mangrove and coconut trees. Now, having undertaken activities while practicing Satya Sai Baba's teachings in the individual front and the center level, meaningful change is sought then through public outreach initiatives such as public meetings, Walk for Values, interfaith meetings, and community projects to raise awareness of addressing environmental protection and restoration. On 26th March 2017, the SSIO of Hong Kong, along with other faith-based organizations, hosted an interfaith Walk for Values on the theme Protect the Planet. The opening ceremony included devotional prayers of many faiths and talks by the representatives on living in harmony and practicing the universal human values. SSIO volunteers in Brazil commemorated the World Human Values Day on 24th April 2018 with a Walk for Values for students and staff of three Satya Sai schools in the country with a focus on preserving nature. A similar such Walk for Values was organized by the National Sai School in Malaysia and by SSIO in Suriname, and both activities were supported by the young adults in planning and execution. In conclusion, Swami says man or Vyashti is a limb of society or Samashti, and society is a limb of creation or Srishti. Man is therefore not separate from Samashti, Srishti, as well as Parameshti. All human beings are just the limbs of the same body of God. To become instruments of change, it is imperative that we first need to start with ourselves. Transforming ourselves will transform the way that we interact with nature and make us realize that nature is indeed God. Practicing the universal human values which are inherent in all of us, let us all pledge today to practice Satya Sai Baba's sublime message of help ever, hurt never, with a focus on help, H-E-L-P. Heal the environment, love the planet. Jai Sai Ram. Now, it gives me great pleasure to invite Sister Celine Ricard from Argentina, who is the Zone Young Adult Coordinator for Zone 2B, and she will be presenting the Go Green Conference summary and resolutions. Jai Sai Ram.
Beloved Swami, may you always feel every one of our thoughts. May you always be the sweetness of our words. May you always give us the strength to walk the right path. May you always mean the whole universe for us. Distinguished guests, respected elders, dearest brothers and sisters, and fellow young adults, Om Sai Ram, and a very good afternoon to all of you. Some time ago, a devotee was holding a copy of the book God, Nature, and Man to be Blessed. And Satya Sai Baba said to him, God is nature, nature is God. This profound declaration should guide our approach to understanding, using, caring for, and living in the material environment we call nature. Yesterday, we heard Satya Sai Baba's words on the unity of God, man, and nature, and how we can apply this in our personal lives. Today, we have celebrated the second day of the Go Green Conference that has been very dynamic and enthusiastic, exploring how to expand Swami's message into our centers and communities. This morning, Mr. Manfred Mueller Granzi, Sri Nimish Pandya, and Ms. Shruti Vijaya Kumar talk about nature as the vessel of God, the environmental initiatives conducted in India, and the responsibilities and the opportunities we have to take action beyond this conference. In the Puna Chandra Auditorium, Dr. Amit Deshpande shared inspiring stories of how Swami was an example of Go Green practices in daily life. Sri R.J. Ratnakar then gave a beautiful address showing us how to treat Mother Nature with respect and reverence. He further urged everyone to go green by practicing Go Divine. Following this, we had parallel workshops on how the Satya Sai International Organization can integrate Go Green principles into education, service, and devotion wings, center operation, and multiple programs. We have dived into the best practices and reflected on new ideas and projects, working through the challenges we come across and some innovative solutions. We also enjoy the further workshops on interfaith, public meetings, work for values, and community engagement, and how we can apply this to go green. In addition, this afternoon, Dr. Art On Jumsai and Mr. Sean Brown delightfully spoke on the environmental initiatives led by the Satya Sai School of Thailand and how we need to use information to promote further transformation. As you have experienced, we have spent the 2 days of the Go Green Conference exploring Satya Sai Baba teaching mainly on the unity of God, man, and nature. The life of Bhagavan is a perfect model of living in harmony with nature, where he consumed only what was necessary for sustenance, avoiding waste of natural resources such as food, water, and electricity. As the conference comes to an end, the real work begins now in how we take this message forward and become exemplars of these principles. As an organization, our environmental mission is to raise our awareness to the oneness of God, nature, and man, and to live in unity with nature, using its resources consciously and with reverence and gratitude. Once we realize that our spiritual development is intrinsically linked to living in harmony with the environment, going green becomes a logical next step. We can practice this sadhana as individuals, families, at work, in the community, and of course, in all our Sai activities. Based on your input, we have 8 resolutions emerging from the first Go Green Conference that we wish to present to you all. Number 1, share all materials from this conference with all Satya Sai centers in the world so that Swami's message can reach everyone. Number 2, launch a Go Green program to maintain and expand awareness of Swami's teaching, enabling individual transformation and practice. Number 3, establish Go Green champions at Satya Sai Center and national levels to lead the integration of environmental principles in all center activities, for example, planting trees and eliminating all plastic waste. Number 4, create a global network of Go Green champions to share environmental ideas, resources, and best practices. Number 5, integrate Go Green into Sai spiritual education and Satya Sai education in human values, and ensure that all children develop environmental awareness and practices. Number 6, encourage Go Green conference and gathering like this conference at the zonal, regional, and national level. Number 7, promote public outreach to share the spiritual essence of Go Green with our communities, for example, through media, meetings, work for values, community projects, and interfaith engagement. And finally, number 4, regularly review and monitor progress on the above environmental initiatives to ensure that efforts by Satya Sai centers, groups, and others are sustained and intensified. Provide status updates through meetings held online and in Prashanti Nilayam. Hence, Loving Sai family, let's go green and spread this message of oneness and gratitude to our Mother Earth, not only talking about these initiatives, but also putting them into practice for the welfare of all living beings. Jai Sai Ram. It is now my absolute honor to invite our dearest Devi Ashtankaria, who serves as the International Yanadal Coordinator of the SSIO and oversees the Yanadal's activities in more than 120 countries across 11 zones. He will give a talk about the global Sai Yanadal initiatives and projects that are disseminating Satya Sai Baba's teachings to all the corners of the world. Devyesh was born into a Sai family and is the fourth generation to be under Swami's divine guidance. Currently, he works for the United Kingdom government as an assistant director for policy, strategy, and transformation. Devyesh has received many recognition awards for his contribution from senior officials, including from the British Prime Minister. Early this year, he was awarded the prestigious British Empire Medal from Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II for his service to the SSIO. Dear brothers and sisters, please join me in welcoming Mr. Devi Ashtankaria.
Dear Swami, I offer my most loving pranams at your divine lotus feet. Distinguished guest, revered elders, brothers, sisters, and my fellow young adults, loving Sai Rams to you all. Dear Bhagwan, I can feel your divine presence from this sacred land, and most importantly, from the hearts of the thousands of devotees gathered here today. We should be blessed for this opportunity to be at the abode of supreme peace, Prashanti Nilayam. And indeed I am, as the International Young Adults Coordinator for the Satya Sai International Organization, to talk to you about the Global Young Adults Program. Dear brothers and sisters, our dearest Lord is forever guiding us, and protecting us. But in return, what are we doing to show our gratitude? What does the world demand of us? And what is our role as an individual and as a member of the Satya Sai organization? The world today needs the action of each one of us directed towards our individual transformation through practice of unity and love. A mammoth task it is, but if everyone follows the powerful teachings of our beloved Lord to firstly love ourselves, expand it to our friends, our families and society, and then to all beings, then surely unity and transformation of the entire world is possible. Man's pursuit of happiness with selfless interest has resulted in conflicts and tension. Peace and harmony is nowhere to be found, but humanity will survive because men and women of vision and wisdom have articulated the blueprint of survival. This blueprint clearly articulates that we need to practice the human values that Bhagwan has taught us by the way that he has lived his life. All religions, all faiths, all scriptures have emphasized and propagated these human values, And this is at the very heart of the activities of the Satya Sai International Organization. In a conversation with students, Swami once lovingly remarked, "Will hunger be appeased by simply knowing the menu? Will a beggar improve his condition simply by knowing about the greatness of the economy? Will darkness be dispelled simply by knowing the effects of light? No. So simply by listening about spirituality, we cannot acquire the supreme knowledge. It needs to be practiced in our daily lives. And the International Young Adults Program gives the young adults all over the world the medium to effectively practice this very spiritual discipline." At the conclusion of the Second World Youth Conference in 1999, our beloved Bhagwan made two profound statements. He reminded the youth that we are the future torchbearers of this sacred organization and that we have to take the initiative to lead from the front. Almost 20 years have passed since those divine words, and over this period of time, Swami's love has brought together, inspired, and motivated a magnitude of young adults all over the world to love and serve in a loving way. At an international level, this has led to the formation of several global committees to create and drive some truly groundbreaking initiatives without losing sight of the fact that the main objective of this sacred organization is for one to realize and recognize and manifest its inherent divinity. One of the international young adults programs that we have is the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults, which provides leadership training to young adults all over the world based on Satya Sai Baba's teachings. Since the commencement of the program, over 1,000 young adults from all over the world have graduated and subsequently taken on leading roles as part of the Satya Sai International Organization. We also have a world-class Serve the Planet initiative, which is an environmental program engaging all members of the Satya Sai organization and our broader communities to practice sealing on desires and protecting our planet. The work led by the International Young Adults has resulted and inspired this beautiful and historic Go Green Conference, where almost 400 young adults from 70 countries have also participated. As we celebrate this historic conference, let us take a moment to reflect and ask the question, what are we doing to protect Mother Earth? Do we understand our relationship and responsibility towards nature as a pathway to realizing one's own divinity? Bhagwan has said that nature's role is to help man, and it is the pollution of the mind that is the source of our problems, including those of environmental pollution. If we correct the mind, then environmental pollution is also corrected. Until we understand that the source of happiness comes from within and not without, the environment will continue to decline. This message has been at the very heart of this conference, and over the course of the year, the young adults have worked extremely hard in organizing and delivering key aspects of this conference. And finally, we have the Love All, Serve All, Lhasa program, which is a platform to disseminate Bhagwan's human values on a large scale outside of the organization, promoting unity and diversity through music and social services. This evening, the International Young Adults will offer a Lhasa musical drama to celebrate the conclusion of this historic conference. In July 2007, The first Lhasa performance took place here in Prashanthi Nilayam at the Divine Presence, in which Bhagwan repeatedly requested the young adults to sing their songs. Thereafter, he personally blessed this project. Tonight, 100 young adults from around the world will be performing a musical drama and singing 6 newly composed Lhasa songs. Swami said, "I separated myself for myself, to love myself." He tells us that we are the embodiments of love. He always says love is our true nature. We also know that we are created from love. We have to live in love, and love is what we are striving for. And where there is love, there is peace. And where there is peace, there is truth. Where there is truth, there is bliss. And where there is bliss, there is God. And where there is God, there is everything. Dear brothers and sisters, be the light that shines brightly in your centers and groups and at all levels, and bear witness to this transformational change in your lives. I stand here as a living example of this. Being the fourth generation under Bhagwan's divine umbrella, I grew up as a young child, not realizing the enormity of Swami's life and message. However, I vividly remember one day sitting right here in Prashanthi Nilayam, crying for an opportunity to serve. On my return back to the United Kingdom, I shortly received a call and was asked to take on a role as part of the organization. And my life since then has never been the same, filled with love and countless miracles. This includes a recent miracle, with my association with the Satya Sai International Organization being recognized by the highest authority in the United Kingdom, by Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II, where the Satya Sai International Organization was recognized and I'm to receive a special honor. With the faith that Bhagwan is always by your side, believe me, you will achieve everything that you hope for and much, much more. Bhagwan, during an interview when I was just 18 and entered the youth wing, you lovingly repeated 3 times that you are my mother and my father. So Bhagwan, as your beloved child, let me today raise a prayer on behalf of all Sai young adults across the globe. Dear Swami, take our thoughts and imprint them with your divine energy. Take our words and fill them with your nectarine sweetness. Take our deeds and lead them to the path of Dharma. Take our doubts, our fears and faults, and consume them in the pure fire of your love. Take our dreams and transform them according to your will. Take our souls and guide them to achieve the welfare of humanity. Take us as instruments of your grace and allow us to spread your legacy to every corner of the earth. Bhagwan, you once asked me, what do I want? To which I replied, Swami, I want you. Now, in addition to wanting you, I want to live up to your expectation. Swami, you surely know that we love you and that we need you to guide us and guard us at all times. Keep us in your fold, dear Swami. May we serve you. May we please you. May we always love you. We need you, dear Swami. And we, your children, your young adults from around the world, love you, love you, love you. Jai Sai Ram.
our most humble pranams at your divine lotus feet. On this auspicious day, we, your children from around the world, are so very grateful for the opportunity you have graced upon us. Inspired by your guiding hand, today, with your grace, we will be enacting out a musical play titled, What Have We Done? Swami, thank you for all the love that you continue to shower upon us. We will strive to not only enact this musical drama, but incorporate the lessons in it in our daily lives. We, your children from all around the world, love you immensely. Thank you, Swami.
Towards preserving the environment. Gopal is a father to a 16-year-old Neeraj and a 12-year-old Mihir who reside in a small community in Toronto, Canada. Neeraj and Mihir have very poor habits of not recycling, using a common garbage bin for all their trash, and they litter. This story takes us through their realization of what the environment will become if everyone continues on this path, and what steps we can take to abide by Satya Sai Baba's teaching of preserving nature.
Oh wow! Look at all the beautiful trees and flowers that are in bloom this year.
Nature truly is quite spectacular. God should get the Nobel Prize for his creativity.
You mean God created all of this? I thought this was created by the people who take care of the park.
You're right in a way, Mihir. It is the people who take care of the park that help maintain it and keep it beautiful. But it's God's love that has given us the opportunity to keep this park clean. For in the beginning, it was God who brought the whole world into existence.
God? Who is God?
God is the love that existed in the universe before everything existed. And as our Satya Sai Baba says, I separated myself from myself so that I can love myself.
I am totally confused, Dad. What are you saying? How can Satya Sai Baba separate himself to love himself? Baba is Baba.
That is a fantastic question, son. So, you know Satya Sai Baba isn't everything, right? And also, Satya Sai Baba isn't everyone. He was the first being who existed in the universe. Then he created humans and all of nature and everything that you know exists. The reason he did this was so that we can all share love. Love with nature, love with others, and we also need to look after ourselves.
Oh, I see. He created the beautiful flower so that we can feel his love and when we watch it and when we smell it. It also means that we should always take care of all things that nature provides.
That's right, Niraj. I am so proud of you.
The power of the waves of your oceans, I will witness your revival. You provided us with life, warmth, and brotherhood. You have taught us to love unconditionally with freedom. I want to give you a promise to always love you and raise you up with courage and strength. I want to give you a dream of all that you sowed in me, and so paint your sky with a radiant humanity.
Yeah.
Mahir, be careful, son. There's a lot of litter and disgusting trash on the ground. I wouldn't want you to trip over it or hurt yourself.
What is happening here? Why is there so much junk in this beautiful park?
I don't know, son. I'm not seeing any garbage bins around. I guess that's why there is so much rubbish and waste.
But why can't people use their sense of discrimination and take the rubbish home with them? Why do they just choose to throw it anywhere? Soon enough, we won't have a pathway to walk.
This is not showing love for God. This makes me very unhappy. Dad, I want to go home. I'm not happy here anymore.
Son, I don't blame you. It's not a comfortable situation to be in when we have no choice but to walk among litter and rubbish. Sometimes, humans are insensitive about how they dispose their waste. In fact, they don't even realize that they are polluting the environment. Being conscious of every action is actually really important.
In fact, Dad, we often forget that Sakti Sai Baba has said, wherever man seeks to achieve, he has to rely on nature. Nature provides everything. Nature is not anyone's private property. It belongs to God, and with His graciousness and kindness, He's allowed us to use it. Without the grace of the Lord, no one can enjoy the benefits of nature. Humans just assume that the world is theirs to use however they wish. Some even become greedy and selfish and start exploiting the environment. People make so much money out of chopping trees and selling timber when it's not theirs to begin with. By harming the trees, so much wildlife is affected.
Yeah, it's so sad. My science teacher told us that so many little animals, birds, insects, and reptiles lose their homes when trees are chopped down. And sometimes that's really bad because some rare species of the animal kingdom become extinct.
Wow, you boys know so much about nature. And I'm so glad you have both developed a conscience for nature. We sometimes forget that there is still a tomorrow and a future for our children. We tend to live only for enjoyment of the current moment. We really should start paying more attention to our actions.
Be the spark of love, just spread the word. Love and peace is the way, nothing more than way. spark it and shine tonight. Spread the light of love like wildfire. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell your neighbors and your friends. Reach out. Speak up. Just spread the love. Let it encompass the world. Let the human values shine. Be the spark of love. Just spread the word. Love and peace is the way. A smile can go a long way.
Disturbed, as sometimes I am guilty about exploiting the environment, and I console myself by saying, oh, there isn't a waste bin anywhere. Satya Sai Baba appeared in my dream with a stern face and a wagging finger, as if to warn me, as if to scold me for things I have done. I was taken aback, and I take this as his clear message to me to start making a conscious effort to care for nature and the environment.
We need to start by embracing Satya Sai Baba's message and practice a Serve the Planet initiative, where we work together as a family first and then as a community, to reduce our desires, our consumption of resources and material goods, and hence our ecological footprint. And you know what? This morning, when I opened my emails, I saw this wonderful quote at the SSIO Young Adults page. Swami says, "Nature is very close to God, closer than man is, for in man there is a veil of ignorance clouding his vision and marring his sight. But nature is the purest handiwork of God. If you are able to love nature and feel in tune with it, you are that much closer to God. It's very easy to know God through nature. For in nature, there is goodness, simplicity, purity, and selflessness."
Our goal is to change our ways. Let's be the team and take that first step. And let's try to bring peace on earth.
Straight away.
Dad, Niraj, I want to be in charge. I want to come up with ways on how we can help protect the environment. Number one, we will start recycling and have 4 bins at home. A blue one for paper, a white one for plastic, a green one for food and natural waste, which can be turned into compost, and one for cans. A yellow one.
I have a suggestion too. On social media, one of our Sai Young Adults Serve the Planet initiatives focuses on conserving energy. Spiritual practice consists of speaking good, thinking good, seeing good, hearing good, and doing good. Excessive talking must be avoided as it is a waste of energy. When one gets weak due to wastage of energy, he is prone to get angry and develop hatred. You must therefore use your God-given energy for good purposes. Energy is a divine gift. As Satya Sai Baba says, talk less and work more is the golden rule to be adopted.
I see. So by curtailing unnecessary talk and keeping silent, you can conserve energy.
Yes, indeed.
To live.
Together we live, just like a family. Together we sing, in peace and harmony.
Harmony. Come on, how much we care. Save our lakes and rivers. Do not pollute the air. Together we live, just like a family. Together we sing in peace and harmony. The nature so pure, we keep it heavenly. Together we sing in peace and harmony. Together we sing in peace and harmony. The nature so pure, we keep it heavenly. Together we sing in peace and harmony. Together we live just like a family. Together we sing in peace and harmony. In peace and harmony.
Harmony. There, I think we are on to a good start. Bins check. We will be reducing, reusing, and recycling.
I will be sure to keep my litter with me until I can dispose of it correctly.
I cannot wait until I go out to help clean up the park and do the tree planting activity.
Sons, thank you so much for helping me realize that we need to care and love the environment. And thank you, Satya Sai Baba, for the thunderbolt of light you shone on us, all within the span of 24 hours. It has truly been enlightening.
Dad, Niraj, I'm so happy that together as a family, we can take steps to change our world. Each little bit counts in the bigger picture. We should remember that every bit of God's creation is divine, and that divinity is above us, below us, behind us, in front, inside, and also outside of us. We too are God's creations, and we too are divine. The Serve the Planet program helps us see this very divinity in nature.
Nature is God's vesture. The universe is a university for man. Man should treat nature with reverence. He has no right to talk of conquering nature or exploiting the force of nature. He must proceed to visualize in nature its God.
Spread love and peace every day. Children of the world, now hear this call. We're family and we should care for all. This is our reason and we plead to you. Resonate love and pray and be true. Children of the world, let me hear you sing.
We stand for peace and love. We stand for truth and unity. Reach out now and let a helping hand. Raise your voice with all around the land. We stand for peace and love. We stand for truth and unity. Reach out now. Raise your voices all around the land. Raise your voices all around the land. Raise your voices all around the land.
Thank you. Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha, Pahi Ma.
Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha.
Shri Ganesh, Shri Ganesh, Shri Ganesh, Pahi Ma.
Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Ma.
Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Ma. Shri Ganesh Pahi Maam, Jai Ganesh Raksha
Maam.
Shri Ganesh Pahi Maam, Jai Ganesh Raksha
Maam.
Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh Raksha Maam. Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Ma. Shri Ganesh, Shri Ganesh, Shri Ganesh, Pahi Ma.
Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Ma.
Shri Ganesh, Pahi Ma, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Ma. Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha
Maam. Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Maam.
Shri Ganesh, Shri Ganesh, Shri Ganesh, Pahi Maam. Antaryami Sai,
Antaryami Sai,
Antaryami Sai,
Antaryami Sai,
Purna Brahma Avatare.
Hriday Vihari Krishna Kunja Vihari Krishna Kunja Vihari
Igridhari Hriday Vihari Krishna Kunja Vihari Antaryami Sai,
Antaryami Sai,
Gopala Lila Dhari,
Gopala Lila Dhari,
Gopala Lila Dhari,
Gopala Lila Dhari.
Madhusudana Murari,
Madhusudana
Murari, Egiridhari Hridaya Vihari Krishna Kunja Vihari.
हरि कृष्णा कुंज बिहारी देवी बिहारी हृदय बिहारी कृष्णा कुंज बिहारी अंतर्यामी साई
कहो कृष्ण कहो Govinda Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Govinda Mala Hari Pyari Mai Meera Man Vihari Madan Mohan Murani Dhari Krishna Jai मन विहारी मदन मोहन मुरली धारी कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय रामा कृष्ण जय राधा कृष्ण जय बाला कृष्ण 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 जय Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Gopika Mala Hari Pyari Mai Mera Man Vihari Madan Mohan Murali Dhari Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Rama Krishna Jai Radha Krishna Jai Bala Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai
Prema Mudita Manas Kahe Kama Rama Kam Kama Rama Kam Kama Rama Kam Sri Rama Rama Kam Ram 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 ಸಮೇತ ಕಾಮನ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಸುಖದ ನಾವ ಏಕ ರಾಮ ಪರಮ ಶಾಂತಿ ಸುಖ ನಿಧಾನ ದಿವ್ಯ ರಾಮನ
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 ಭಕ್ತ ಜನರ ಜೀವ ಮದನ ಏಕ ರಾಮನ
ಭಕ್ತ ಜನರ ಜೀವ ಮದನ ಏಕ ರಾಮನ
ಮಾತಾ ಪಿತಾ ಬಂಧು ಸಖ ಸಖಿ ರಾಮನ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನರ ಜೀವ ಮದನ ಏಕ ರಾಮನ
ಭಕ್ತ ಜನರ ಜೀವ
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಹರಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕ ಪರಿ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಶಶಿವದನ ಶ್ರೀಕರ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತಿ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲ ತೀಕಾ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲ ತೀಕಾ ಆಪದಾಂಧವ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಮಾತ ಪಿತಾ ಗುರುದೈವಮು ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾಗೇಂದ್ರ ಶರಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಮಂಗಳ ಹಾರತಿ ಅಂದುಕೊ ಮಂಗಳ ಹಾರತಿ ಅಂದುಕೊ ಮಂದರ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವ.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti, 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 Shanti.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai.